to this happy place. Welcome.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Magic on Main Street. I'm Sean.
I'm Tabitha.
And I'm Kenzie.
Over the past few years, our little family has lived the Disneyland lifestyle. As an ex-cast member, Magic Key holders, and Disney Vacation Club members, we've been surrounding our lives with Disney.
We'll be your one-stop shop for Disneyland and Walt Disney World history and trivia, and all the insider information you could ever ask for on merchandise, food, shows, attractions, and everything else you should know about the parks.
And don't forget the Hidden Mickeys!
Our goal is to bring a little magic to your ears each week by sharing our Disney journey with you. This is Magic on Main Street.
And here you may savor the challenge and promise of the future.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Bam, 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 bam.
Well, give me a second to do it. There we go.
The people like mine more.
I know. Welcome to the show. This is episode 41 of the Magic on Main Street podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Tabitha.
And with us, as always, is Daniel DinoProc95 on Instagram. Also, our kid, Kenzie, is going to be doing another Hidden Mickeys with the Kid. Ooh. And the show mascot, Scar the Kitten.
He's upstairs.
Yeah. Sleeping. And if you listen to last week's episode, we also have Hippo.
The hippo cat.
Captain.
Steve Rogers.
And Chewy.
Chewbacca.
They're all
Don't
here
say their
too.
Names. Oh, they'll come in here.
They're going to come in here and eat. They're so loud. Anyway, welcome to the show. This is going to be a quick episode. And why is it going to be a quick episode, Tabitha?
Because, like everything in our lives, we waited till the last minute to pack for Walt Disney World tomorrow.
Tomorrow. We leave in less than 24 hours, and we have not even packed yet. So,
and I'm making 6 shirts on my Cricut tonight.
But I refuse to skip an episode because we've been through that. Don't like doing it. So we're going to put together a show no matter what.
And I'm working at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah. You
and
are.
It's 11:30.
And it's 11:30 at night. So without further ado, we're going to get into the show. Kaylin, bring us in.
Magic on Main Street podcast. Perfect for Disney fans. Magic on Main Street podcast. Talking about Disneyland. Magic on Main Street podcast. For when you're making your Disney plans. Magic on Main Street podcast. Sean and Tabitha will be right back. They're back.
We're back.
Woohoo.
Okay, so this is not a sponsor of ours, but I'm a big fan of the Maddest Hatter Co. That's what you're going to find them on Instagram. The Maddest Hatter Co. on Instagram. He makes custom jerseys and all kinds of really cool stuff. So just want to give them a shout out. Give them some business. Also, we've got some birthdays, celebrity birthdays in the house. Ed Wynn.
Oh.
You may know him as
the Mad Hatter.
My favorite. All right. For friends of ours, though, we've got our buddy Brandon Jackson. Actually, a lot of people from our 501st lives.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. So Brandon Jackson, our buddy Scribbler, Michael Ramirez, Randy Matsumoto, Brent Rudman, and Sarah Pug. We call her Pug because nobody can pronounce her last name.
I feel really bad. I need to teach myself how.
Pugliarese? Pugliarese?
She put like a like phonetic spelling on Facebook one day to be like, hey, this is how you say it. And I can't remember still.
So Sarah Pug, happy birthday to all of you. Here's your song.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Brandon Scribbler, Randy, Brendan, Sarah.
Loophole.
That was a loophole.
Happy
birthday
to you.
I win.
Happy birthday. Woo. You said friends.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good loophole.
I win. Whatever. I can say that one.
Fine. All right. Well, that's our shout outs. Up next, it's This Week in Disney History.
It's time for This Week in Disneyland History. We talk about things that happened in the past. Like 1928, when Walt Disney's trademark application for Mickey Mouse was filed with the United States Patent Office. Oh, my.
Oh my.
Oh my.
All right. All the way back in 1886, we just mentioned him in the birthday section, but wanted to give him a highlight. Comedic star Ed Wynn, the voice of the Mad Hatter in Disney's 1951 Alice in Wonderland, is born Isaiah Edwin Leopold in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Known for his distinct, giggly, wavering voice, Wynn portrayed Uncle Albert in Disney's 1964 live-action musical Mary Poppins and Mr. Hofstetter, the watch jeweler, in the 1965 That Darn Cat. His Disney film credits also includes Babes in Toyland, Those Calloways, Son of Flubber, The Absent-Minded Professor, and The Gnome-Mobile. Have you ever seen The Gnome-Mobile?
No.
One of my all-time favorite movies. We should watch it one day.
Okay.
And actually, he played Rufus in it was his final film appearance, released a year after his death in 1966. Wynn was even caricaturized in the 1933 animated short Mickey's Gala Premiere. He was posthumously... That's why I'm mad that I just did that. Posthumously named a Disney legend on August 10th, 2013. And he deserves it. I mean, one of the most recognizable voices in Disney history. So in 1980, although running since September, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad is an official opening in the Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World. Woo! The wildest ride in the wilderness. In 1994, the OC Register reports that after terrifying 150 million passengers between Tomorrowland and Fantasyland over the past 38 years, Disneyland Skyway will make its last trip on Wednesday. So Disneyland closes the turnstiles at the end of this day on one of its oldest and most popular attractions, the Skyway, a gondola lift attraction.
You said terrifying instead of ferrying.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. I did. I'm not wrong.
I couldn't even stop you. You were on a roll and I was like, okay.
After ferrying 150 million passengers, I guess it didn't.
I guess it didn't terrify 150
million people. It terrified probably half of those though.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. The Skyway was open since 1956. It closed due to stress cracks and the enormous impending cost to retrofit it for earthquake safety. And then 5 years to the day, it was closed at Walt Disney World. Yeah. In 2001, at Disney's California Adventure, Disney's Luminaria, a holiday show made up of dazzling lights, low-level pyrotechnics, and music performed on the waters of Paradise Pier Lagoon debuts.
I don't remember that at all.
And in 2017, Mickey's Soundstational Parade has its final run at Disneyland, first premiering in May 2011.
Soundstational.
That parade went on forever.
It really did.
Just forever.
I remember... like the day we first met, walking down Main Street, singing it.
We were heading over to DCA from the Interventions building and we zigged and zagged our way all the way up to the front, singing that song, waving to Mickey, playing the drums. It was a pretty cool parade. Mm-hmm. I loved that Mickey Mouse was playing drums.
Yeah.
Like that's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, that's This Week in Disney History. Up next, it's the news. This just in, breaking news.
News.
Snooze
it up. Where did that even... Who started saying snooze?
Me.
Why?
Because I am who I am.
Yeah, I get it. All right. This will be pretty quick, actually. So in Walt Disney World, Cinderella, Elena, Rapunzel, and Tiana are all back at Magic Kingdom in their old home, giving guests a much more intimate interaction. Meet and greets are kind of back in full swing. However, they're calling them sightings due to the fact that the interactions between the guests and the characters are still not quite back to normal. Social distancing is still going on. However, the princesses are not wearing masks, which is great. You're still doing socially distanced photos, but there's no masks on the characters, which is awesome. And you can also meet Mickey Mouse in Town Square Theater. You can see him until 8:30 p.m., but the princesses, if you do want to see the princesses, they're only out until 5:30 p.m.
Okay.
So plan your day around it if you plan on doing that.
Okay.
Over at Disneyland.
Wait, no, I have Walt Disney World news.
Go.
There was another white rhino baby born at Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Yes!
Literally last night on That's November 2nd.
Amazing.
So this is the third white rhino calf born in the past 13 months at Animal Kingdom. The That's species so cool. is marked as endangered, but they are doing their best to work on conservation for this animal.
I tell you what, if Disney and the San Diego Zoo have anything to do with it, those animals will not be on the list for much longer.
I agree. So Mama is Lola. They haven't announced the sex of the baby as of yet, or a name, or what he or she weighed in at when it was born. But that'll probably be announced later this week. But they're backstage bonding and loving on each other, and it's so exciting.
Love it. I'm so excited about that.
Yeah.
There's no chance we'll see it, right?
I wonder if you can... No, it looks like you can see it on the keeper cam back because it's backstage.
Yeah.
I don't think we'd be able to see into the nursery if we did if we took the little Rafiki.
Right. Well, we'll try. We'll see if there's a way. If there's a will, there's a way.
Heck yeah.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Yep, that one.
Yeah, that one. All right. Over at Disneyland. So there's news that Web Slingers is going to move to a standby queue starting tomorrow. So what is tomorrow?
The fourth.
So yeah, obviously by the time you're listening to this, it will be in place. It seems like there's not going to be a virtual queue anymore. And standby will be the new default. So if you're there, you know, check in. We'll see how that goes. This last thing is more of a debate or a rant or something. I don't know. I've seen a few articles written by my favorites, Disney influencers.
Various influencers.
Ooh.
We've been doing that way too much. Our faces are going to stay that way.
I'm over it. But I saw an article the other day and I was really annoyed by it because it said, I'm not going to name the outlet, but it said, guests don't want Main Street Electrical Parade back. Because there's been some comments that people don't want it back, right? Which you don't want it back.
No, I don't really.
But I do. Would I rather have something else? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't just make blanket statements of guests don't want it back.
You can say some guests.
Yeah, some guests don't. Some guests do. Some guests don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't even pay attention to the entertainment at Disneyland.
Yeah.
So if you're one of these publications, quit with the shock nonsense. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But yeah, I will agree that I am one of the ones that's like, I don't need it.
No, I mean, I'd honestly rather have Paint the Night back.
Oh my gosh.
But, you know, we get what we get.
I would do many things to
which
Paint the Night.
I get it. Like, and I understand that because it's like Paint the Night is available. It's not anywhere else. So bring it back. But
I know it sounds really rude, but I just want to be like, stop bringing the old man out. Let him retire. Give me my new friend.
But there are people, I'm one of them, that don't want it to retire.
Why don't they just let it go to another park? We've had it back quite a few times over the last like 10 years.
Yeah, we've had it, what, four times?
Maybe.
Between Disneyland and DCA?
Yeah, but that's a lot. Like,
I agree. I'm just saying people need to stop speaking in like generalities and like it just quit putting words in other people's mouths.
I get it.
Is what I'm saying. Like some people don't care enough. Some people do want it back. So just... Please, people, stop. Anyway, that's it for the news. Up next, it is merch.
Let's talk about merch. Let's talk about a bunch of cool stuff. Let's talk about merch.
We are flying.
We are.
Yeah, we're going fast.
I have a lot to do.
Can I talk about a merch?
Yes, you can.
We experienced the Walt's Holiday Lodge flannel.
Yes, we did.
We went on Halloween
and bought Christmas merch.
Let me say, I know we went on Halloween to buy Christmas merch, but let me just say, this is not merch. I have a beef.
You do?
With a family of people.
Who?
2319.
Oh, right. Okay, go for it.
I saw some really great costumes on Halloween. You know, folks going over to the Halloween party, Oogie Boogie Bash. Saw some whatever costumes. I didn't get to dress up because our costumes Amazon never came from Amazon.
Amazon is...
Do it.
The world.
Speaking of, if they don't deliver my lightweight rain jacket by tomorrow before we leave for the airport, my head's going to explode.
Yeah, I'm mad. I'm really mad at Amazon. We were supposed to have our costumes on the 22nd. We never got them. They didn't show up on Halloween. So I went without a costume. What did you do?
I just kind of dressed like in Halloween colors. I wore my orange dress with my black socks and black boots and my cute little black like floppy hat.
She was very folly. But anyway, I have a beef with a family. And if you're that family, hit me up because I want to go off on you in person.
Oh.
I'm angry at these people.
I don't think you need to fight.
I'm not really mad. However, if you're going to put on a big like group costume, mm-hmm. That's very specific to Disney. Mm-hmm. In this case, it was a group of CDA agents all dressed in their yellow jumpsuits and they had their backpacks on.
Yeah.
If you're going to wear something that specific and you're not prepared for people to yell at you, 2319.
Oh, yeah.
You have failed at that costume.
You got to be quick with it.
I yelled 2319 at this family. One guy turned around and just kind of gave me like a, huh?
A half smirk.
Uh-huh.
He gave you a half smirk.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was a very perfect opportunity for them to all swarm around a sock or, you know, something choreographed, right?
Yeah.
Am I out of line here? I don't care what you say. I'm not out of line.
I had to think about it. And I was like,
I am so disappointed in you, family of CDA agents. If that's you, hit me up. Let's talk. Let's go outside. Let's take this outside.
How did you transition from Walt's Holiday Lodge flannel?
I just looked back at my notes.
After you just were like, wow, we're flying. And then you just go off on a random tangent about some family.
Anyway, we found the Walt's Holiday Lodge flannel and they're beautiful. And I got one and Tabitha got one and Eric got one and Phil got one and Alvy got one.
And I think, well, no, Eric and Dan haven't gotten theirs yet, but they're going to.
Oh, they're going to. Okay. So most of our friend group has gotten these things. We're going to do a big Christmas picture with them. They're awesome. Cute. They're red flannel. They say, what do they say on the back of them? Walt's Holiday Lodge. Season's
greetings.
Season's greetings from Walt's Holiday Lodge. It's got a cute little Mickey Mouse on it. Yeah. So we got some of those and I love them. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to give you some advice. If they stay in stock and you're able to find them, I was actually able to fit into a large and mm-hmm. I typically wear an extra large.
I got mine big just so that I can wear it layered.
Yeah.
So I got a medium in mine, but I could have worn a small if I just planned on wearing it by itself.
So I would say size it down if you're going to be getting one of those, but that's my advice. What do you have?
So much holiday merch.
I was a little bit late, but it was necessary.
So, like I said, lots of holiday merch is out. There is 1, 2, 3 new headbands as of right now.
And they're all cute.
They're all super cute. One is the Walt's Holiday Lodge white print on the ears with a red and black flannel bow. There's a holiday wreath mini headband, which I'm obsessed with. I want it. The ears are two wreaths with little Mickey holly berries and then a red bow in the middle with some white snowflakes. And then there is also a headband that is red and white striped like candy cane-ish. And the ears are two Mickey frosted cookies with little Christmas hats on.
Those aren't my favorite. They look cheap.
Yeah,
me,
I don't like those ones.
The other ones I really like.
I really want the wreath
one. That one is super cute with the wreath.
Yeah. They're so cute. And then there's also two new lounge flies out.
The white lounge fly is adorable.
The white lounge fly is really cute. It's the Walt's Holiday Lodge print in the white. It has Mickey and Minnie on a ski lift with their skis on with a little heart around them.
Wait,
and
then what do you mean? What do you mean it's Walt's Holiday Lodge?
This is the Holiday Lodge print. The white.
Oh.
That's it's part of the Waltz Holiday Lodge collection.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Which that's why I don't understand how it also fits in with the red flannel, but I think it's just because they put Waltz Holiday Lodge on the front of it.
Sure.
But yeah.
So is there a logo on that one?
I don't know what the front of this spirit jersey looks like. I don't remember, but yeah, this is called.
Oh, you're talking about the spirit jersey.
No, I'm talking about the lounge fly.
Well, how is that? I don't get it.
It's the Waltz Holiday Lodge collection.
Okay.
So, oh, I guess this red one is also considered the Waltz Holiday Lodge collection. So they're doing the red and the white.
Okay.
So yeah. Okay. I explained the white one. The red one is an all over print that has different treats that are offered, throughout the park during the holiday season. So there's hot cocoa, marshmallows, different things like that. I think there's even a churro on it. I think that's what that is. Ooh. I don't know. Super cute. I really like both of them, which is a problem. I don't have any more room. Like Sean said, the red flannel that we got, super cute. There's also a gray cardigan that looks super fuzzy. It's and very cozy. Cute. And it has a little Mickey head on the front with a little scarf and a Christmas hat on. I really love it. There's a new white zip up sweater with a flannel, like a gingham. Is that gingham? No, that's what no. is that called? Buffalo print? The buffalo flannel? What is that?
Just flannel, isn't it?
But there's like, because there's multiple like different kinds of.
I'm going to look this up because I don't know.
It's like buffalo flannel or something. It's the red and black.
Yeah, buffalo flannel. What in the world?
Look at me.
I had no idea that was a thing.
I am so very smart.
Hmm.
It's the bigger squares, right? The thicker squares?
Yeah, okay. Seems that way.
Okay. So they have a spirit jersey like that too, that has this, it matches the ears that I was talking about that have the
buffalo flannel is a broad checkered plaid pattern, usually of two colors.
I'm so smart.
Yeah.
Okay. So the, spirit jersey matches the Mickey cookie headband that I was talking about. It has the little Mickey cookie on the front of it and it has that thick, buffalo flannel pattern on it. They also... Remember those Crocs I was talking about last week? The little chocolate character, the, hot chocolate characters?
The ones I like, yeah.
Yeah. That's what the new onesies are, that print.
Oh, cute.
And I need them.
You know what I just realized? Hmm. We never sit next to each other when we record.
No, it's weird.
I'm never able to like look at your screen to mm-hmm. see what you're looking at. Yeah. You always have to turn it at me.
Yeah.
We got new equipment.
More fancy.
We got new microphones. We got new microphone stands. Mm-hmm. We got a new like audio interface.
This is part of our merch, I guess.
I hope this sounds better.
Hello.
Welcome to the Magic on Main Street podcast. I think it sounds better.
Yeah, it does. It sounds clearer in my ears.
I can't do anything about your voice though.
What's wrong with my voice?
Oh, nothing.
Listen, I'm gonna need you. Why?
I don't know.
Why that
I meant
one?
To hit something else.
Oh.
I meant to hit this. But okay. I hit a scream.
All right. Okay. So there is also another spirit jersey that I really, really need. It's the ugly Christmas sweater spirit jersey. It's a thicker, like an actual sweater material. It is super cute. It has those little hot chocolate characters that I was talking about. And then it also has like a big Mickey on it. It has Disneyland across the back. It is so
that one is really,
stinking
really cute.
And I want it so bad.
Wait, that's a spirit jersey. Yeah.
This is a spirit jersey, but it's a like sweater.
Right. Okay.
It's the knit sweater.
This?
Yeah. It's the knit sweater.
Okay. Yeah. It's really
but
cute.
But it's the spirit jersey like design of it.
Right.
But yeah, it's super cute.
I don't know if I would wear it because I'm a weird but
you are, but it's so cute. This is what it looks like.
I just look fat in everything except for black.
Oh, hush.
I hide my fat.
You're fine.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
What else you got?
So in addition to all of the holiday stuff, they also released Star Wars holiday merch.
Yeah, a lot of it.
There is so much. So they have little action figures. They have a spirit jersey, a sweater, a shirt.
R5D33R, R5 deer.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so
it's
cute.
It's a droid with antlers.
And then they also have like another, it's a droid factory toy that has four different droids with, there's like different Christmas hats and just kind of like winter gear that you can interchange on them. Those can be found at Hollywood Studios. There is so much stuff. Yeah. So there's, like I said, there's a spirit jersey, there's a sweater, there's a hoodie, there's shirts. The shirt is a Wookiee cookie and milk. So it's a little like gingerbread Wookiee with a next to a glass of milk. Is really cute.
Wait, what's that on?
There's a t-shirt.
A t-shirt.
But then there's also the spirit jersey.
What's on the front of the spirit jersey?
The front of the spirit jersey is the little Wookiee cookie with the glass of milk.
Oh.
Hang on. I'll show you the photo of the spirit jersey. Oh my gosh, the amazing. Okay, so the front of the spirit jersey is the little Wookiee cookie with the glass of milk. He's super cute.
It's cute. It's a little gingerbread cookie, Wookiee gingerbread cookie.
Mm-hmm. And then it has little like star cookies down the sleeves. And then on the back, it says Star Wars and it has like Christmas lights around it. And then there's like C-3PO, another Wookiee, an Ewok.
It's cute.
There's two Ewoks on a sled on this side. Oh my gosh. It is so cute. And then there's... That's cute. There's a green shirt that says Dashing Through the Snow, and it's a gingerbread Death Star cookie on it.
With a bite out of it.
Mm-hmm. Super cute. Yeah, there's a ton of Star Wars Christmas merch. So I'll throw a photo of that up on our Instagram because there's just too much to even talk about.
It's a lot.
Holy cow. There's even jammies.
Yes.
There's jammies. Okay. Well, then moving on to my last bit of merch, there are new limited edition resort hotel Christmas tree collection pins at majority of the hotels at Disney World. Mm. So each hotel got their own pin. And if I don't get the Animal Kingdom one, we're going to have to make a stop at Animal Kingdom.
I absolutely want one. Oh, well, Jonathan and Kelly are there.
Oh, okay. Then I'll have Kelly grab
me one. We can see if they can grab them.
Here, let me show you because that's just a picture of all of them, but I have a picture of the pin opened up. So the Animal Kingdom pin is a Christmas tree and it has a zebra. It has a little Rafiki ornament on it, a Pumbaa ornament on it, a little elephant. And then when you open it up, it's Simba and Nala.
It's adorable.
They're just staring at each other and they're so cute. But yeah, like I said, each hotel has a different one. So like we're staying at Boardwalk. Boardwalks has little gingerbread versions of Jiminy Cricket, the Blue Fairy, and what's his name? Geppetto. Yeah. It has little gingerbreads of them on the Christmas tree. And then when you open it up, it's Pinocchio on the boardwalk.
That is really cute.
Yeah. So each resort has one. The Grand Floridian one is gorgeous. And then there's also the gingerbread collection ones that certain resorts have. So Boardwalk has one, Grand Floridian, Polynesian, Wilderness Lodge, Beach Club, Contemporary, I don't know what that one is.
What?
And then Saratoga Springs. Oh, it says Walt Disney World Preview Center.
Oh.
But yeah, so you can actually find all of them if you don't want. I want like the fun of like going around to the different resorts to find the pins, but you can also find them at Pin Traders in Disney Springs. So if you don't want to hop around, you can find them.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's all I got for merch.
All right. Well, on that note, wait, what's that from?
That's the Polynesian one. It's a little Moana. Little
Moana's on there.
Sorry, guys.
That's really cute.
I'll post pictures of these two.
Oh, Aurora.
For the Grand Floridian. Okay. Yeah. I'll post pictures of these because these are too cute.
Pictures up there. All right. Well, that's our merch. Up next, it's Hidden Mickeys with the Kid.
It's time for Hidden Mickey of the Week. Looking everywhere, Kenzie's here to share the Hidden Mickey of the Week.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
But what else were you paying attention to?
I don't know.
The dog chewing food?
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a zoo in this household. Anyway, welcome back to another installment of Hidden Mickeys with the Kid. We have the kid, Kenzie. Hey, Kenzie.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. So we had fun last week with all the whole family.
Yeah.
And Jameson got to help you out with some Hidden Mickeys, but I realized we forgot one.
What?
Because you did two Hidden Mickeys on the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
You forgot one. Which two did you do?
I did the snowball.
Uh-huh.
And the plates.
And the plates. Oh, and by the way, what you were saying, you were right. I didn't understand what you were saying when we were talking about it, but the snowball one is on some sort of like, it's not a plate, but it's like, I don't know. What was it?
A trash can lid.
It looks like a trash can lid, but it's not. I don't know what it was. Anyway, so you're right there. But we forgot one. There's another one.
1 second. Let me go through the whole entire ride through my mind.
That'll be fast because it's in the beginning.
I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Which one?
It's in the stretching room.
I forgot
what it was called.
Yeah.
During Nightmare Before Christmas, like the other two.
Yeah.
When everything is done, like stretching, you look up and it's the pumpkin face and one of the, isn't it? What's it called?
No.
It's not?
No.
Yes, it is.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Up on the ceiling.
Yeah, on the ceiling.
Yeah.
The stained glass.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like a...
Or not pumpkin face, sorry.
It turns into like a jack-o'-lantern kind of face, yeah. Okay, so where is it then?
It's on the border of the stained glass.
Right.
There's like... What are they called? They're like berries.
It kind of looks like
orange
mistletoe berries.
Yeah, okay. But orange.
Yeah.
And they form Hidden Mickey.
They do.
Yeah.
You forgot that one.
Yeah. I knew I had another one. Yeah. I told you.
Anyway, all right. So that's the third one from last week. Yeah. What did you come up with for this week?
That was just a bonus.
That was a bonus.
This one is in... Sorry.
What are you doing?
I had to breathe.
You were allowed to breathe.
No, but I like sometimes I just like I have to do deep breaths.
No, you're allowed to breathe on this show. Look.
Well, and my mouth is dry, so I have to like be captain.
Okay. All right. So now that you've gotten your breath back.
Yeah.
Where is this Hidden Mickey?
This one is in Downtown Disney.
Okay.
At
You're a mess right now.
It's at Marceline's Confectionery.
Yes.
Confectionarier. Just kidding.
Confectionarier.
Yes. So in the M and the C of Marceline and Confectionery.
Yeah.
There are like little loops on them.
Mm-hmm.
And...
like filigree on the letters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the M, there's one. And in the two, I believe there's two.
Okay. In the M, there's one.
In the C, I believe there's two.
There's a second. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So the M and the C,
the little,
what would you call that? The, oh gosh. What would you call that on a letter? It's not filigree, is it? Let's just say it's filigree. So in the filigree of the letters M and C,
there's a hidden Mickey.
There's a hidden Mickey, which is awesome because this is the segment for hidden Mickeys. So
really?
So good job.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you did it.
I thought this was merch.
Merch. Let's talk about merch. No, we already did merch. It was before this.
Oh.
All right. So Marceline's Confectionery in Downtown Disney.
Yes.
You're going to find in the sign, the M and the C form a hidden Mickey. All right. Anything else you want to say, Kenzo?
If you want us to say your hidden Mickey, email us at friends@magicalmainstreet.com.
Yes. All right. If you want us to say your hidden Mickey.
What did I say?
You said if you want us to say your hidden Mickey. If you have a suggestion for a hidden Mickey, email us at friends@magiconmainstreet.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for that, Kenzie.
You're welcome. And this isn't, I don't know.
You are an absolute wreck tonight. You're banging your head on the microphone. Anyway. All right. Well, that's Hidden Mixed with the Kid. anything else you want to say?
See you real soon.
See you real soon. Up next, food.
Disney food.
Food. All right, food. I like food.
Food.
I've heard of food.
First, since we do leave for Florida tomorrow, I want to talk about the new cookie at Gideon's in Disney Springs. Oh my God. Please. I showed it to Sean tonight and he was like, go away. for the month of November, they are basically doing a celebration for the Day of the Dead. It's a chocolate churro cookie, AKA the Calavera cookie. It's a rich mega chocolate cookie filled with cinnamon sugar and a tiny pinch of ancho and cayenne to give you that smoky warm finish on the cooler days. Each cookie has a layer of dulce de leche in the middle and is topped with a mix of chocolates, including their favorite Mexican stone ground chocolate, sugar, spice, and everything Day of the Dead all month long. Also, they have a new cake flavor. So their cake slices, or their cake slice for this month, is the pumpkin caramel double frosted cake. It's layers of pumpkin and caramel buttercreams over a delightful vanilla cinnamon cake that is both soft and crumbly. I don't even know what to do. It looks just so good. Look at that cake.
So good. I know. It's crazy.
Oh my gosh. It's killing me. And then in addition to, oh, what? What's wrong?
Are you okay? I can't wait. I cannot wait to eat this new chocolate churro cookie and wash it down with a peanut butter cold brew. If you've been listening,
Sean's having withdrawals.
I love peanut butter cold brews. Okay.
The Disneyland foodie guide for the holidays came out today.
Yeah.
And boy, let me tell you what. There is so much good food on here.
It looks delicious.
Should I read through the whole thing?
Might as well.
Okay. Starting from the top in alphabetical order, Alien Pizza Planet is going to have a chicken parmesan pizza, and it's chicken breast topped in a zesty marinara sauce with mozzarella and parmesan topped with sun-dried tomato drizzle, seasoned breadcrumbs, and basil. So it's kind of like, oh my gosh, it's like Kenzie's chicken parmesan pizza style.
It is.
That's Kenzie's order at Cheesecake Factory, in case any of you guys were wondering. They're also going to have a tomato cream pasta and a green alien holiday macaron. At Blue Bayou, there is the 31 Royal Street Signature Julep, which is going to be blood orange and mint. And then the cookie butter creme brulee, which sounds heavenly. Mm-hmm. Cafe Orleans is going to have a hot cocoa creme brulee. Carnation Cafe, which is reopening shortly, November 12th, is going to have an herb roasted pork sandwich, which sounds delightful. There will be multiple new churros around the park. Castle Hub will have a chocolate cinnamon churro. The Critter Country cart will have the groom churro, which we've seen in past years. It's the dark and milk chocolate churro. The New Orleans Square one will have the bride churro. Tomorrowland will have a pink coconut churro, which sounds so yummy.
Okay.
Town Square will have the holiday cookie churro. That one is crushed ginger snaps and holiday spices with a vanilla dipping sauce, which sounds very, very good. French Market will have a smothered beef with mashed potatoes. The holiday Haunted Mansion wreath cookie and the Haunted Mansion wedding cake. Galactic Grill will have a specialty burger that features a 3rd-pound Angus beef patty, roasted sausage, provolone, chimichurri aioli, honey mustard, arugula, grilled onion, and red bell peppers served on a toasted bun with your choice of Greek yogurt or French fries. Which, if you're going to go that hard on that kind of burger, you might as well get the French fries.
Right. You might as well.
They'll also have a peppermint mocha frappe and a caramel pecan brownie parfait. Gibson Girl Ice Cream Parlor is going to have a peppermint holiday sundae, which is two scoops of peppermint ice cream with fudge topping and crushed peppermint. Yummy. Refreshment Corner will have a spicy meatball sandwich. Golden Horseshoe will have the churro funnel cake a la mode. Harbor Galley is going to be reopening soon and we'll have the seafood boil for two. It's also going to be available as an individual portion starting mid-December.
Okay.
But when it reopens, it'll be the boil for two, which is actually our friend Amy and her daughter Kylie's like favorite thing. They were just talking to us about it not that long ago. That they were talking about, like, I wish it would come back. And do you think it'll ever be back? And can we order it? Blah, blah, blah. Now they're going to be able to. When she texted me this morning, I was like, did you tell Kylie? And she's like, yes, she's so excited. So super stoked for them. Hungry Bear is going to have a spicy barbecue bacon cheeseburger. They're keeping the honey cream cold brew, which is Sean's favorite. Mm-hmm. And they are also keeping the pumpkin cheesecake funnel cake.
I have to say though, we went back for the what is it called?
Honey cream cold brew.
Honey cream cold brew.
They didn't put enough.
There wasn't enough honey cream.
Mm-hmm.
It just was cold brew.
Yeah.
So
it was a little bitter.
I might ask for extra next time I go.
Yeah, that makes sense. The ice cream and vending carts will have a cinnamon cotton candy. Jolly Holiday is going to have a turkey noodle soup, which sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it does.
A holiday brownie with white chocolate mousse, a chocolate mint macaron, a holiday sandwich, which is going to be roasted turkey, stuffing, gravy, and cranberry sauce on rustic bread served with house-made chips, a maple walnut cheesecake, and a what?
I don't know.
I don't like walnuts.
I hate walnuts for one, but there's also like maple. It's hit and miss.
So for the description for it, it says a maple cheesecake with a walnut graham cracker crust, vanilla chantilly, and candied walnuts. So it won't
candied
be
walnuts.
It won't
different.
Be in the cheesecake, right. But it will be in the crust because it's going to be made up of a walnut graham cracker, probably.
But like, it's candied walnuts. That's different.
That's on top. Yeah. And if you end up not liking them, you can just pop them right off.
Okay. I'm in for it.
Did I say the Mickey gingerbread cookie?
What's the new lingo? I'm here for it.
I'm here for it.
I'm very old.
I was going to say something that really should not be said.
What?
It was a bad word.
That I'm old?
No, it was a bad word. Oh,
don't say bad words.
I know.
Just give you one of those.
Mint Julep Bar is going to have peppermint beignets.
I believe it's mint julep.
Mint julep. Plaza Inn is going to have a chocolate chip red velvet bundt cake. Ooh, they've had this before and it's great.
Kenzie's going to die.
A holiday cake, which is going to be a devil's food cake with swirled chocolate mousse filling, buttercream frosting, and holiday sprinkles.
Okay.
And they will also have the Christmas Fantasy Parade dining package, which comes with a roosted
with roosters,
a roasted New York strip loin and house-made mac and cheese with autumn vegetables and chocolate bread pudding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, chocolate bread pudding. I'm okay.
It says relax as you share a delightful meal at the legendary Plaza Inn, then enjoy prime viewing for the merry mayhem of a Christmas Fantasy Parade. Check back to the Disney Parks blog for information on booking soon.
Okay.
Yeah. Rancho del Zocalo is going to have a pork pozole, a Mexican hot chocolate, which I love when they have the abuelita there. It's so yummy.
Mm.
Dessert nachos, which I think we've had those before too. And those are really good. And then
dessert nachos.
It's the cinnamon crisps topped with a berry compote whipped cream and honey cream anglais.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Stop it. Don't do that.
Sorry.
And then they're also bringing back the horchata.
Mm.
Pretzel carts in Tomorrowland are going to have the toffee pretzel, which is a cream cheese filled pretzel sprinkled with toffee, sugar, and chocolate marshmallow cream dipping sauce.
Okay.
So yeah. Oh, okay. So Red Rose Tavern learned that disgusting candy apple cold brew was terrible.
Good.
So they just brought something back that's probably even grosser because I don't like this stuff. But they have an eggnog cold brew.
Okay.
I hate eggnog.
I'll try it though.
They also have the holiday gray stuff and a Mickey shaped gingerbread cookie. Riverbell Terrace is going to have the Hummingbird Cake, which is a pineapple banana spice cake with cream cheese frosting and candied pecans.
Okay.
A country ham cubano, and a new seasonal monkey bread, which I'm very sad because that means that pumpkin spice monkey bread that we just had the other day is going to be gone.
Oh, people.
We had a great monkey bread, which it just says seasonal. So I don't know if it's going to be this pumpkin spice one still, or if they're going to change it up.
I don't know, but we had the pumpkin spice monkey bread at Riverbell Terrace the other night.
Fantastic.
And it was amazing.
So good.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. You also got, please talk about your sandwich.
I didn't like it.
No, talk about the sandwich.
I got the brisket burnt ends and hot chicken sandwich. And I didn't like it. End of
what
story. Moving on.
No, what did you think it was and what was it?
It was like a Nashville hot chicken sandwich.
What did you think it was?
Temperature hot.
Just a hot, like they just announce when things are hot?
Well, because they tell you that the chicken on the salad is cold. I wasn't paying attention. But
that's because it's cold.
I wasn't paying attention. Stone, why would you tell people?
Anyway, this sandwich was ridiculous. It was actually really good.
I don't like Nashville hot. I don't like the vinegary taste.
You don't like flavor. So it was
That's
actually
not
really
true. I like
really,
a lot of food.
It was really good.
I don't like, a lot of people don't like Nashville
it
hot.
Was a double,
it's very vinegary.
I don't typically like Nashville hot. I didn't like it. It was a double decker sandwich. So it was a
grilled cheese.
A grilled cheese with
brisket burnt ends.
Brisket burnt ends on top, and then on below that was a chicken sandwich. Mm-hmm. So you eat this double decker sandwich.
It also was way too much food for me. I should have known better.
It was a lot of food. But it also has a pickled pepper relish, which I loved on my sandwich because I got the
you just got the plain grilled cheese.
Yeah, the burnt ends grilled cheese. Yeah. But yeah, it was back to the monkey bread. It was phenomenal.
It was so good.
It was so good. Mm. So,
okay. Continuing on. Royal Street Veranda is still going to have the pumpkin fritters, which we did try those. I don't know if we talked about that. We tried them. They're pretty good. They're just very dense, like bread, like not even cakey, like just like bread.
Right.
But they were good. Stage Door Cafe is going to have a spicy corn dog.
A spicy corn dog?
Hand-dipped spicy beef frank drizzled with cheese sauce and crushed spicy chips.
That means hot Cheetos. Where is that going to be?
Stage Door.
I'm in.
They're also going to have a churro funnel cake and a classic funnel cake.
Wait, let's go back to the spicy corn dog. It's got cheese and
it's drizzled with cheese and then topped with.
On
so
top
that
of it?
That means they probably put it in the little basket. They drizzle the cheese on and then sprinkle hot Cheeto dust on it.
All my Gen Z's out there. Gen Z? Is it Gen Z?
Is it bussin'?
Is it a bussin' glizzy? Do corn dogs qualify as glizzies?
I don't know, but don't say that word. It grosses me out.
It's a stupid word. Stop saying that word, idiots.
Don't call them
Sorry.
That.
Sorry.
Youths.
Stop saying that word, youths. It's a hot dog, not a glizzy.
Okay. And idiots. The thing that I'm the most excited for at the Tropical Hideaway is a holiday Dole Whip Sundae, which is going to be a swirl of Dole Whip cherry and lime.
Oh.
Yes. I'm very
cherry
excited.
Cherry and lime.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited.
Have we had a cherry one?
No, but we've had lime. Lime is really
good.
The
lime's
good.
It's very tart.
It's delicious. No one would have been better.
What?
Cranberry and lime.
Cranberry and lime would have been amazing.
But I'm excited for the cherry still. I really like
the
cherry.
The tart. And
it'll probably be just as tart as cranberry, the cherry.
Yeah.
The way the flavors translate when it gets turned into Dole Whip.
But, you know, have you ever had a bad Dole Whip?
No.
So I think we're fine.
Ooh, there's a lot more. Actually, no, not that much more. Okay. So there's at DCA. I'm going to fly through these. So Award Wieners is going to have a pastrami Reuben and a chocolate marshmallow funnel cake. Boudin's bread cart is going to have a candy cane shaped sourdough, a Christmas tree pull apart, and a snowman shaped sourdough. Mm-hmm. The churro cart at Goofy's is going to be a dusted gingerbread churro.
Oh, gingerbread churro. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Clarabelle's is going to have a tres leches hard float. Tres leches hard float. So it's a tres leches stout served with vanilla ice cream and caramel sauce.
Oh, yeah. A stout.
Mm-hmm.
I like stouts.
Mm-hmm. A chocolate peppermint ice cream sundae, a chocolate peppermint bar, and a Mickey gingerbread.
You know, that is the one thing about Christmas that I hate.
Peppermint?
Peppermint.
I love peppermint. Cozy Cone Churros is going to have a cherry chocolate churro, which I don't really like cherry and chocolate together, but I'm going to try it anyway.
Yeah, I don't either.
Ice Cream Cones is going to have a peppermint ice cream. Chili Cone Queso is
What?
Chili con queso is going to have a creamy pesto Alfredo cone.
No.
Creamy. It's, that means it's going to be filled with the, my pasta from Plaza because it's an Alfredo pesto. It's the chicken Alfredo right. pesto.
Yeah.
Oh my God. In a cone. My heart.
Call 911.
Seriously. Ew, but they're putting diced tomatoes in it. I don't eat that.
I'm sure you can ask with it.
Okay. Well. So yeah. That sounds fantastic. Mm, okay. And then frozen concoctions is going to have the peppermint stout.
No.
It might be good.
It's peppermint.
Holiday Lounge is going to have a holiday lemonade.
You ever had a beer after you brush your teeth? That's what it sounds like.
We're moving on. We have so much to get through. Okay. Go ahead. A holiday lemonade, which is non-alcoholic, a peach citrus cocktail, a holiday mule, which is peppermint and cranberry, a holiday limeade, a blue lemonade fizz, and a tropical holiday margarita, which is going to be tequila, rum, coconut milk, lime juice, and coconut cream.
Oh, tequila and that rum. Sounds good.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, sounds that like does sound really morning. Good. Lamplight is going to have a holiday hot chocolate, which is a peppermint schnapps and vanilla vodka in hot chocolate topped with whipped cream and peppermint. That sounds great. Ugh. And a holiday martini.
Hey, holiday doesn't just mean peppermint, people.
It does for me. Leave it alone. It sounds so yummy.
Goodness.
Lamplight Lounge Dining is going to have a stout braised winter short rib, the holiday hot chocolate, the holiday martini, and peppermint hot cocoa donuts.
Okay. Mm.
There's also going to be a blue and white swirl cotton candy in a snowflake bag around the parks. Pacific Wharf Cafe is going to have all of the different shaped sourdough breads. The cappuccino cart will carry the Mickey shaped gingerbread. Schmoozies will have a peppermint shake, a holiday affogato, a mocha almond affogato, and a mocha almond fudge shake.
Okay.
Smoke Jumpers will have a cranberry turkey burger and an apple whiskey cocktail.
Mm.
Whiskey with apple cider, apple juice, and hints of vanilla. That sounds great.
I'll take it.
Wine Country Trattoria is going to have a chocolate peppermint martini. GCH Craftsman Grill at the Grand Californian is going to have a holiday Mickey and Minnie donut.
Mm-hmm.
And they will also have a California snowball at the bar, which is rum, coconut rum, and a cream of coconut garnished with coconut flakes. Oh my gosh. Give me all the coconut. Yum.
I'm okay with that.
And then a holiday spice, which is going to be a cream liqueur, spiced rum, and pumpkin spice syrup garnished with a cinnamon stick and a dusting of pumpkin spice.
Huh.
I'm down for that.
That all sounds great.
Mm-hmm. You can also get a variety of hot cocos from the Grand Californian holiday cart, and you can get it with Irish cream liqueur, spiced rum, peppermint schnapps, or a regular cream liqueur. You can also get the holiday spice and the California snowball from the holiday cart, as well as a red velvet cookie shot, a holiday cookie shot, a holiday hot cider, a holiday peppermint hot chocolate, and a gingerbread stout cake.
Okay, that sounds good.
Disneyland Hotel, Tangaroa Terrace is going to have snowball cookies and a pineapple upside down cake. The coffee house inside the Disneyland Hotel is going to have a flaky Napoleon, an apple cinnamon muffin, an eggnog latte, and hot apple cider. And Trader Sam's Tiki Bar is going to have a ginger spice cocktail, a peppermint rum cocktail, a sparkling wine cocktail, and a holiday cocktail. And they will also be carrying Nutcracker tiki mugs.
All right. That's a lot of that's a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Good job on reading.
Thanks so much. But yeah, that's it for the Disneyland Holiday Foodie Guide.
All right. That's a lot of food to think about.
Mm-hmm.
And just a reminder, Disney, holidays doesn't just mean peppermint.
It does.
Just so you know.
Leave it alone.
All right. Up next, events and entertainment.
Entertainment, events, entertainment, and events. Woo! Entertainment, events, entertainment, and events. Entertainment, events, entertainment, and events. Entertainment and events. Here we go. Oh, yeah.
Not a lot with entertainment, but a lot on Disney Plus.
All I was going to say is our only events and entertainment this week is that we're going to Disney World. Wish we could bring you all with us. Bye.
Yes. but yeah, a lot of things coming to Disney Plus, but just a few things that I'm very excited about. One, on November 12th, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings is coming
Woo!
For free.
Yay.
They're not going to do the charged because it came out in theaters.
Yeah.
So that's coming out. Jungle Cruise will be free if you didn't purchase it. Olaf Presents is coming.
Yay!
And I'm very excited about that. A new season of The World According to Jeff Goldblum.
Yay.
Yeah. What else?
There's going to be a Marvel holiday special.
Yeah. Hawkeye starts November 24th. Woo! Episodes 1 and 2 are going to be streaming that day. And yeah, just a lot of really good fun entertainment coming in the month of November. So I just wanted to share that stuff. Yeah, that's events and entertainment.
Oh, and a reminder, Festival of the Holidays starts November 12th at DCA.
Yes, it does.
So we should probably have that foodie guide within the next couple of days. We'll share it on our Instagram and then we'll talk about it in next week's episode.
Yeah. All right. Up next, I don't know, something. We're going to Walt Disney World.
Yeah, I got to go pack, guys.
Yeah, we got to go pack. But just want to let you know, we are staying at the boardwalk. So expect some information, some
lots
pictures.
Lots of videos on our Instagram story from the second we get there. We are taking a red eye. So you're going to have videos starting at like 7:30 a.m.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of stuff. And then we're going to be hitting what? Epcot, Animal Kingdom, Magic Kingdom?
Epcot Friday, Animal Kingdom Saturday, Magic Kingdom Sunday, and we might try to hit Hollywood Studios in the morning before our evening flight.
Oh, we can Monday. Do that because why? We're annual pass holders. We're idiots. We are complete idiots. I'm really excited. I'm actually very excited because I've wanted to be an annual pass holder at Walt Disney World for a long time, but it just didn't work out. So I'm glad to be a pass holder.
Me too. I'm thankful.
Because we're, you know, we'll get our money's worth because we're going to make a few trips out there. So
I was just talking to Dan about it. We've gone 4 times in less than a year.
I know. It's crazy. We are hooked.
How did that happen?
Because we're idiots.
Because the first time we went was mid-November. So this is going to be our 4th trip and it's still the beginning of November.
Yeah, that's true. Because November was our first trip. Oh, this is our anniversary trip.
Mm-hmm. With Dan and Eric again.
That's right. I'm really excited. So expect a lot of fun pictures. If there's anything you want to see, hit us up on Instagram at Magic on Main Pod. We've got some fun planned. Definitely going to hit up our favorite restaurants, Liberty Tree Tavern.
So I got us reservations so far. San Angel Inn.
We're going to try lunch. The dessert.
We're going to get the pyramid.
Yeah.
For lunch on Friday. Saturday, we have breakfast at Ohana. And I think that's all I made for Saturday. And then Sunday, we have Steakhouse 71 for breakfast in the morning.
Yeah.
And then Liberty Tree.
For dinner. Trying it anyway, Phil. I know. Appreciate the feedback, but we got to try it for
ourselves.
We're going
to see how it is for ourselves, yeah. But we may change it up or add something. You know how I am. I like to grab those last minute ones, but as of right now, that's what we're set at. If there's anything you guys want us to look for or try, let us know and we will.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, Magic on Main Pod on Instagram.
Or just text me. I'll give you my number.
Yeah, text us. Here's my number, 970-371. You can figure out the last 4.
You're going to, they just try every combination. Is this Sean? Is this Sean? Sean?
Honestly, if you want my number, hit us up on Instagram. I'll give you my number. I don't care. But before I get into quote of the week, I did want to say, Disneyland lost an amazing cast member this week. His name is Jerry York and he's been on the Jungle Cruise forever. I think since the early 80s. And it's crazy because you look around and, you know, there's definitely those cast members that you see all the time and they're just kind of like a fixture. They're as iconic as, you know, the attraction that they work on themselves. I see people like Maynard, who's been on the Haunted Mansion and Enchanted Tiki Room. And he's just such a staple. And Jerry was that for the Jungle Cruise. If you've been on the Jungle Cruise in the past few decades, you've seen Jerry. And, you know, you see the things that people have said about him, and they all have the same theme. I mean, you know, unnatural kindness or unbelievable kindness and, you know, heart of gold and things like that. And, a kind of a friend of a friend on Facebook, Mike Robles, said that he was as iconic as a Sleeping Beauty's castle. You knew no matter what, that you'd see him on the dock every morning. He was a man who spanned generations of skippers, and every single one of them heard the legend of Jerry. And, he's one of those guys that once you left the Jungle Cruise as a cast member, you always came back to find him, and he was always there. And, you know, everybody's saying that the shipping office will never be the same because he won't be there anymore. And so he will be missed. And, you know, our hearts go out to the family of Jerry and all of the skippers who knew him and loved him over the years. So, you know, our condolences and, you know, rest in peace, Skipper. Up next, quote of the week.
It's time for quote of the week. Putting words together that last forever. It's quote of the week.
All right, quote of the week. This one came to mind because there's been a lot of photos and videos of a new celebrity couple, maybe? Scar, who is it? Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson?
Is that his name? Yeah, this is really random.
Yeah, I don't care. I just don't care about these people at all.
You brought it up.
I know. That's why I'm doing this quote, because everybody's like all up in arms about this new celebrity couple. And it's like, who cares? I don't bother myself with that kind of stuff. And neither did Walt. He said, I have no use for people who throw their weight around as celebrities or for those who fawn over you just because you're famous. And I agree. Who cares? It's two people that might be in a relationship because they were holding hands on the log ride. Who cares?
I want to go on the log ride.
That would mean going to Knott's Berry Farm.
That's okay. I just want to go on the log ride. I haven't been on it in years.
I know, but remember what happened last time we went to Knott's Berry Farm?
We got scared.
What was the scariest part of Knott's Berry Farm? Was it the haunts? Was it the characters trying to scare you?
It was getting in.
Or was it just being there?
It was chaos.
That's why I go to Disneyland.
It was a COVID sandwich.
It was a COVID sandwich. But
if this cat does not stop singing the song of his people from the other room, I'm going to lose my mind.
But there are things about Knott's Berry Farm that make me want to just stay at Disneyland.
I get that. That makes sense.
Yeah. But I tell you what, Halloween was a lot like Knott's Berry Farm.
Oh my gosh.
I just cut out like 5 minutes of content because Tabitha said I was being elitist. I kind of am.
Classist. Is that a word?
Not classist. No. Yeah, that is a word.
What does it mean?
I'm not in like a higher class than anybody.
I wasn't sure what it meant. So that's why I said it with a question mark at the end.
No, just, I don't know.
Elitist.
I wasn't.
You are.
I wasn't. I'm not an elitist.
It's not as funny when people can't see my face, but I was going to go, ooh,
ooh, ooh, I'm going to I just know what I like, and Knott's Berry Farm ain't it.
Yeah. They do got some bomb food, though.
They do. I had a really good time during their
taste of Knott's events. Yeah, those were great.
Anyway.
I kind of wish they would bring that back. But like,
they will.
Like the ride's open still.
Yeah, maybe they will. It'd be a good opportunity for them to do that.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Well, that brings us to the end of the show. You called me elitist.
I did.
That's not nice. I'm not an elitist. I just like Disneyland. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us on this elite adventure. Stupid. This premium podcast. We do thank you for your time. We know that time is money, and you spending an hour of your day listening to us yammer on about Disneyland is very much appreciated. So thank you so much. If there's any stories that you want to share with our audience, anything, you know, a fun cast member interaction, something that happened while you worked there, or, you know, just anything that you want to share, a fun story, just let us know. Email us at friends@magiconmainstreet.com. Also, you can follow us on Instagram. Please follow us on Instagram. I'm begging you, please follow us on Instagram. You can find us at Magic on Main Pod. You can also become a Patreon subscriber for as little as $2 a month. You get early access and you'll never have to listen to those ads that you just heard. You can find out more information at patreon.com/magiconmainstreet. Also, please subscribe, leave a review, help us spread some magic by sharing our little podcast with the Disney lovers in your lives. On behalf of Tabitha, Kenzie, Daniel, Scar, and the rest of the elitist crew of Disneyland goers and myself, thanks for listening to the Magic on Main Street podcast. We'll see you real soon.
Bye-bye.
There's a song that goes here, right? There it is. I knew it was there somewhere.
Magic on Main Street, just like a churro, you're so sweet. Our time with you is such a treat. Spread the Disney love, thanks for hanging out with us on Main Street.
Oh, you're still here. The end song's over now. You were supposed to have been gone by now. If you made it this far, you've unlocked the secret level of the Magic on Main Street podcast. Congratulations. Shoot us a DM on Instagram @MagicOnMainPod, and we'll have a fun little prize for you. Thanks for listening. Bye.